Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, I mean, this doesn't sound like you're into your girlfriend, and I'm not into her either. So,
I'm not into this chick at all.
Yeah, like, she sounds like a fucking headache, to
she
be honest.
She's like a head case.
Yeah, a head case, a headache, all the head
Yeah, all things. The head, but not the right kind of head, you know what I'm saying? Do you know
no,
what I mean?
I don't at all. Oh, what do you mean?
I'll show you after.
Okay. Do you have a diagram or something?
No, yeah, I'll show you a diagram after the pod.
All right, great.
And welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You.
Wow, you said it correctly.
A podcast
featuring Nikki Limo.
And me, Steve Green. And indeed. First of all, we appreciate you guys listening to us. And second of all, if you want to help the show, nothing helps the show more than going to patreon.com/sticky.
S-T-I-K-K-I. We do early releases of these episodes. You get the episode a day early and 2 days early for the video.
Yep.
And Steve does a crypto corner every week for
every
like
Tuesday,
hours.
7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go for hours. We are crushing the market right now. Kuji up 130% right now on the month. Woo up 35% on the month. We are going to do it again.
We do a free roll poker tournament every month, and we have a live stream that we do, and an amazing Discord community. So check it out.
The best people ever.
Patreon.com/STIKKI, but mostly it just helps the show. And speaking of Patreon, because we don't have enough questions to do a whole question episode yet, but one of the perks that you get from Patreon is that if you do have a question that you'd like to ask, and you can ask us anything, any of you can ask us anything, podcast@nikki.limo if you'd like to submit questions, podcast@nikki.limo. But if you are a Patreon member, you get your questions skyrocketed to the front.
That's right.
And today we do have a Patreon question. Before we get into the Emma the Asshole,
let's go.
Let's just address this Patreon question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Hello, Nikki and Steve. My name is Mr. H. I've been a fan of the show for a long time, and I've been finally able to become a Patreon member. Yes,
let's fucking go. Thank you.
I have a question for you, but first, some background info. About 2 months ago, I got moved to a new department at a company I work for. I now sit 10 feet away from a girl. Let's call her Cindy. She's younger than me, has 2 kids, that doesn't bother me, and is single, sort of. When I met her, I had no feelings for her. She was a new friend, and I was okay with that. 2 weeks into our relationship, I found out she's talking to a guy from a different department. Again, not a big deal. I have no romantic feelings for her. Cut to 2 months later, and we've spent many late hours at work. We've spent several weekends working side by side and talking. Over those long talks, we've gotten close and personal. I'm not dumb. I know I've developed feelings for her, but I also know she's told me, people think I'm leading you on. I hope you don't feel that way because I like our friendship. Ooh.
Oh.
I'm 99% sure there's no hope for a quote unquote us to happen. And it kills me when the guy she's talking to comes by to chat her up and I'm sitting 10 feet away in just a little bit of pain. My friend says I should try to quote steal her because they're not together, just talking. But I feel like that would make me an asshole.
She's amazing
and we have a lot in common, but I also respect her. My question is, should I try something? Should I stop talking to her to distance my feelings? What should I do when he's chatting her up and I'm stuck 10 feet away? Please help. Much love, Mr. H.
Your friend is dumb.
Mr. H.
Your friend is stupid, Mr.
Yes.
H. We love you. Your friend is stupid.
Yes.
She's into the other guy. It's all good. All G. There's more fish in the sea. You found a chick who you connect with. That means that can happen again.
It means you're emotionally available.
Yes.
That's a wonderful thing. But yes, I do think that if you respect her, you like her, for the sake of your friendship
and your work life environment.
Yes. Don't attempt anything. She's definitely tried to break it to you in the nicest way possible that she's not interested.
Yes.
By saying that comment. So you were right to pick up on that. Yes. And be like, yeah, I don't think I should try anything.
You show great emotional intelligence signs.
Yeah.
Which
your,
is good.
Your friend thinks that women are a prize to be stolen. And that is just not true.
Your friend thinks you got to shoot your shot even if you're at work, and then you could literally destroy your work life.
These are the kind of guys that try that shit and they're like, she's a bitch anyway.
Yeah, she's a fucking bitch, dude. I swear, I told you she's a bitch. I told you that months ago.
She clearly said that she was.
She was very, very nice about it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my friends think I'm leading you on. I'm like, we're cool. Like, we're buds.
Girls don't say that to someone that they are even slightly into.
Well, I secretly hope he ignores this and then comes on to me.
Yes. Yes, that's not.
Imagine that, bro.
It's not.
Come on, you're a smart guy.
It's not a real thing. But kudos to you for not listening to your friend and going with your gut. I am excited for you to have those feelings for someone who is into you. It's great to like know that you know, some people like are closed off and like have their guard up and aren't even able to like, you know, have developed feelings for people.
Exactly. So, way to go.
Good for you, Mr. H. And also, welcome to the community.
Yeah.
We love having you here.
Seriously.
I wish you the best.
Hope you get in that Discord too. It's a blast in there.
Hell yeah. Just did a poker tournament today.
Did you win? How'd you do?
I didn't. I got fourth place.
I bombed.
I stone bubbled.
Oh, I bombed.
Three places got paid and I stone bubbled.
Dude, I was kicking ass at first and I gave chips away. It was gross.
Yeah, I had to be. I've been getting better at reading our community because they don't play poker really. Yeah. So it's really hard to know
their
ranges.
Wild shit.
Like the guy that busted me, shout out to Alex Sino. I shoved all in with A7. I had 10 big blinds and he calls off with Jack 8 off.
Oh.
Which is not a good hand.
So he hit it on the river?
He hit an 8.
Damn.
Like, yeah, I mean, he had six outs.
I'm not sure what happened to me. I just was clicking buttons and then I found out that I lost.
Right, right. Yeah, that does happen.
Okay, so check this out.
Okay, I'm checking it out.
Am I the asshole is what we're doing today.
Yes.
And today, this one really caught my eye. Am I the asshole for kicking out my girlfriend and her son after she invited her ex into our home? Me, 35 male, my girlfriend, Sarah, 35, have been together for 4 years. Okay. She has a son, Nathan, with her ex, Mark. Sarah has full custody of Nathan, with her ex having scheduled visitations one weekend of every month. Sarah and Nathan moved in with me a little over a year and a half ago, and in my perspective, it was a little bit rocky at first. I've always been pretty protective of my space, so making room for two other people was difficult for me. I went through this when Nikki moved in with her cats.
Mm-hmm. A lot of baggage.
When Sarah moved in with me, we agreed that visitations for Mark would be held in our apartment for as long as I'm home. The main reason I wanted this is because I don't know Mark that well. I don't want him wandering around our apartment without me there. When we proposed this idea to Mark, he was fine with it. Now moving on to the real issue. 3 weeks ago, marked 4 months since Mark's last visit, so I had asked Sarah when he was planning on visiting Nathan. My girlfriend replied by shrugging her shoulders and telling me she'd ask. She never followed up with it, so a few days ago I asked when Mark's next visit was, and Sarah said she'd tell me when she knew. Nathan was in the living room, but had apparently overheard us and shouted something along the lines of, "Dad was here last weekend, remember?"
Oh, shit.
Sarah's face immediately dropped, and when I asked what Nathan meant, she wouldn't give me a direct answer. Eventually, she ended up telling me that for the past two visits, Mark has been to our apartment when I was working. When I accused her of going back on our agreement, she kept telling me this was her home too. She could invite whoever she wanted and that it was fine because she was here and watching. I told her that was beside the point. She violated my trust. Mm-hmm. It blew up into a huge argument and ended with me telling her to get out of my apartment. She packed up, left with Nathan. Last I heard, she was staying with her parents. I've gotten several messages from both Sarah and her parents calling me an asshole for kicking her and Nathan out of the home for something so small. She's even been blasting me on Instagram and Facebook about how horrible I am to do this to her, and it got me thinking that I might be the asshole, but I'm not entirely sure yet.
Wait, he kicked her out? He
kicked her out, and her son.
All right. Well, I was on your side, and
yes.
I do agree that she did break trust and
yes.
that this is definitely a stance worth fighting for. I think your feelings are valid. I think that it's the principle. It's not that he was over there to see his son. It was that she did it behind your back
and
very sneaky.
Multiple times.
Lied about it, obscured the
truth.
She
just kept paving over it.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, those are trust issues that are definitely something that needs addressing. However, that she's correct that that was her home too. And I don't think that you can just kick her out for that. Like, it's definitely a discussion worth having. If you care about her, if you like still want to be together, then like this is the worst possible way to go about resolving this issue.
You guys are not getting back together. She's not moving back in.
No.
It's over.
And if she does, like, she holds this over your head now forever.
It's over, yeah.
It's not great. So, like, the way that you retaliated is kind of asshole-y. I think this is kind of an everybody sucks here situation, but she never really got the chance to resolve it with you. So
my thing is this. He kicks them out like they're like just hanging with him for the weekend.
Exactly.
And you obviously invited them into a serious environment.
Yes.
And you made it like more of their home than like,
right,
you know, they did.
You can't just take away someone's home like
that.
No,
and kicking a kid out too, I think that's absolutely
whack. Yeah, I think it's
whack.
Fucked up.
And fucked up.
Yeah.
So like, and like, where are they going to go? Did you ask them? No, you just like kicked them out.
Right.
I don't like that at all.
Like if you were going to break up, even if you were to break up, like giving
a
30 day. Yeah.
The process.
This is like, it's kind of cruel. It's very cruel.
Like they're in a hotel. Like it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
So I think he is the asshole.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was on his side until that part.
Cause he could have handled this much better, and then he wouldn't have been the asshole at all.
Yeah.
But I think that he just was too reflexive. And who knows? Maybe he's just an emotional person, all that
stuff.
Sure,
but
that doesn't mean that your reaction isn't dickish.
It's not conducive to a serious relationship.
Exactly.
This
also,
is very
too
unserious.
You just made it so that, like, if you guys were to get back together, it's on shaky thin ice.
Super
dude.
Shaky girl.
And, like, she's not going to. I mean, look, the trust is already broken, but she's not going to like sit there thinking like she's at home or anything.
No, I'm like knocking cozy anytime soon.
No.
Yeah, you're the asshole.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's what I love about this one is because when you read this, am I the asshole for kicking out my girlfriend and her son after she invited her ex into our home?
Yeah.
You're immediately like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to think about this.
Yeah.
But it kind of changes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like very sus behavior, but like also very extreme reaction.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. How about this one?
Okay.
Am I the asshole for giving a fake name at Starbucks?
That's so dumb.
Right?
V always gives a fake name. Her Starbucks name is Nikki.
Yeah, that's right.
Our best friend. One of our best friends.
When she orders pizza, when she orders food.
Because she said that people have a hard time pronouncing her name. So.
Yeah, so she calls herself Nikki. All right, so I, 22 male, think this whole thing is ridiculous, but my girlfriend, 21 female, is really angry at me, so here we go. I don't like giving my real name at places like Starbucks and similar stores where they shout out your name when the order's ready. I can't tell you why. I have a normal, reasonably common name. I like fine enough, but for some reason it majorly creeps me out when a barista shouts my name through a room full of strangers, but I guess it's just some harmless quirk that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I'm at the store where they want your name, I say it's Tom. That's literally the name I use. Nothing inappropriate or outlandish. Just plain Tom.
Okay.
I know I meant when they call it, I always use the same one. So there's no confusion or anything. They yell Tom and I'm like, okay, yep. I'm going to go get my food. No problem.
Okay.
A couple days ago, I'm at Starbucks with my new girlfriend, ordered our drinks while she sat down. I gave him my fake name as always. And when our order was ready and they shouted Tom, I went and got it. My girlfriend was a bit confused and asked me if I went and got someone else's order, which is fair enough. So I explained the thing to her and thought that's it, but she got really angry.
What?
She says it's really disrespectful to lie like that.
What?
And I'm making everyone in the store out to be creeps who will do something bad if they know my name, which is not at all what's happening. I just don't like it when they yell my name real. So I found a harmless way to get around that. But she can't see it like that. She thinks I'm a pathological liar.
What the fuck?
Who's way too suspicious of everyone, and I need to stop.
That's so extreme.
I really can't see the problem she has. It's really not that deep. I don't think I'm hurting anyone, or am I? So yeah, I am confused by her reaction and asking myself if I'm the asshole after all. For some reason, I can't comprehend. So Reddit, am I an asshole for giving a fake name?
Sometimes I just think that like, 21, I don't know, 21 seems like such a baby to me now. I mean, like when I was 21, I felt fully adult, but like, I think that when you're younger, you just think little things are so big, like such a big deal. Like, oh, this must be a sign that blah, blah. You like just read into shit too much. Like, no, it's not a fucking big deal. This is so unserious.
Well, look, okay, so I really hope, look at me, if you're younger, look at me, listen to me. This is very important.
Yeah.
Sometimes we zero in on something as a red flag. The red flag thing is maybe the most overused thing in our culture
right now. It's become overused for sure.
And I think that everyone just copies and pastes, like that's a red flag all over every fucking single thing that happens in a relationship.
Yeah.
And that's your mistake, in my opinion.
And then people are like, why can't I find love?
Correct.
Like everyone's lonely. And like, there's so many options. You write people off so fast. You write people off so fast.
And you have a deep pool of liquidity of people out there to pull from. So it's like, cool, I could just move on already.
Look, everything's made up. Like the rules in society are all made up. This guy like just doesn't want his name to be shouted. That is fucking
fine. Innocuous, stupid, innocent thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like you said, our friend V.
Mm-hmm.
Is our friend V shady?
Yeah, hella shady.
I think she's too. Red flag city.
Red flag city. She's no business being that short.
Nope.
Yeah.
She's tiny.
Small. Like she calls herself an adult and she's like 4'9".
No. When you throw her in the air, it defies gravity for a second. For a second.
She like floats like a feather
floats
down.
A little bit. Yeah. Like Peach in Mario 2, if you ever play that NES game.
She's wearing a skirt. She just kind of like glides.
Flies a little bit.
It's pretty weird. Floaty. So like, yeah, she's definitely sus. But have I ever judged her for using a different name at Starbucks? No.
Didn't you though?
No.
No, I'm kidding. Exactly.
I thought it was funny that she used my name, but like, she did it before she even met me.
Yeah, yeah. It's like been years before.
Nikki's
pretty common out there. Let's be real.
Is it? I have never been friends with a Nikki.
Really?
Never been friends with another Nikki.
I knew Nikki growing up, like in every grade.
I knew a lot of Nicoles, but they went by Nicole.
That's true. Okay, I meant to say that.
Yeah, they all went
Nikki's
by Nicole.
Too, but yeah.
I've only met like a handful of Nikki's. I worked with one, but they spelled their name different than mine.
Yeah.
And
you know what's cute is when I was in grade school, I used to do like the whole thing. Well, I know I'm going to get married one day. I wonder what my wife's name is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, maybe it's like Amy. I thought like it was going to be Amy for a while.
Amy.
Because like, the first girl I liked was named Amy.
Interesting.
And I was like, I think it's going to be Amy. And then like I remember meeting like some like cool like Kelseys and shit. Or like, but then I had a cousin named Kelsey. And I was like, well, that's pretty close because I am white.
You kind of like, you kind of got the E part of like Amy,
the E part,
Kelsey, Nikki.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
I can't say I ever was like, oh, I heard Nikki. I'm like, oh, that's going to be my wife.
Yeah.
But it is funny to think back to that.
It would be pretty weird if someone had told me it was Steve because I dated another Steve. And I would have been like, damn,
great.
This
Here
is
we
the
go.
One. I would have been like, damn, this is the guy. And I've been trying to work it out probably because like the psychic told me that I was going to marry a Steve. So I'm like trying to work it out with him.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Definitely not the asshole brother.
Nope. I mean, this is just a
this
like,
is like a nutty,
not even this
wild,
is so weird. Not even
yeah,
worth
but,
writing in
so
for.
But
like,
please,
yeah.
please, folks, look at me. Don't fuck this up. The red flags thing, easily the most overused thing in our culture right now.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
Why would anyone just overreact to something like that? It's so weird to me. People go by nicknames all the time. Is this girl like not exposed to people that have nicknames?
I don't know.
It's so weird.
I think when you're looking for the red flags, you find them pretty quick, right?
Yeah, maybe she already didn't like him. Like she was already getting like maybe she's getting the ick.
That could be.
And so she like this you, was
this it, is the excuse.
It kind of just went out. Yeah, it was
I've been there. Used some bullshit excuses.
Yeah,
before,
yeah. Same.
Too.
I was thinking about that. Right.
That's really
good. Like it wasn't even about this.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it's like oh, that's fucking weird. Like basically anything you do is weird.
Dude, I remember breaking up with this chick like 2 days before Christmas Day, and like. She just like, I was like, I'm sick. I can't come over. And she's like, we're making tamales with my grandma. What the fuck are you talking about? All this shit. And like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm sick. I really can't. I don't want to get your family sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Right. She shows up Christmas Day. Cause after that, like 2 days before I was like, well, cool. We're done. I don't give a fuck. You don't believe I'm sick. I'm fucking done with you, bitch.
And yeah, you missed that part.
Hung up. Right. Hung up.
You did
broke
not
up with
call her.
Her
a bitch.
Hung up. Called her a cunt.
You did
actually.
Not call her.
I didn't call
that. Stupid.
But no. So then, 2 days later, she shows up at my front door Christmas Day, and she's like hyperventilating on my porch, crying and shit.
Yeah.
And I could barely talk because I'm so sick.
Yeah.
My voice is shot and gone, and that was Dunk City, USA. I told you, bitch, I was sick, and then
you
I
didn't
am.
Believe me.
You like that shit?
I guess I don't. It's not that serious.
You like that shit, but it was kind of like a nice little. end cap to that relationship.
Because you were already trying to break up with her?
I don't know that I was already like completely 2 feet out. I was maybe 1 feet out.
It was kind of like, if you were an adult writing that story and I'm Am I the Asshole, I would have been like, that's a weird reason to break up with your girlfriend, but okay.
No.
Unless it had built up over time.
It was built up over time, yeah. Where she kept on doing that to me, where I'm like, I can't come over. And she's like, you're definitely, what the fuck, you're not that into it or whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm telling
about?
You, like when we're young, like we just think everything's such a big deal. Like. I remember,
exactly.
Yeah. I remember like my boyfriend in high school missing one of our monthiversaries. I was like fucking bummed. I was
pissed.
Those are
big deals.
I was bummed. Yeah. And I was, because he wanted to hang out with his friend and smoke weed instead. So it was like, also that. I was like, on our 8th month anniversary,
oh,
like,
man.
I can't even believe it's our 8th month anniversary and you're choosing to go play drums and like smoke weed with your friend.
Sounds fun.
It's fucked up.
Does sound fun now looking back.
Maybe I just was, you know, maybe I just wanted the invite.
Check it out.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for requesting my wife speak up to her boss about having photos up of her in his office?
What?
My wife, okay. 29 female, works at a smaller company, mainly works from home. They have to go in once a week. A few weeks ago, I came to her office to have lunch with her. She showed me around when we walked past the director of her department's office. She popped her head in to say hi and introduced us. Well, I glance in the office and immediately notice that a picture of my wife is on the wall. I don't say anything but mention it at lunch. For more context, before he was the director, him and my wife worked more closely together, so they do have a friendly relationship. My wife said the picture was an inside joke because his office is right by the printer and bathroom, and said she joked that she always feels like she has to say hey when she walks past, so they're constantly saying hi. Something like that. So she printed a picture of her waving, so now she doesn't have to do that anymore. He hung that up on the wall. He also has a picture of her holding a birthday sign with her other coworkers, but her face is in the middle. So really, two pictures. He also has other random things hanging up and a picture of his wife on his desk.
Okay.
I tried to let it go, but I think it's weird and bordering inappropriate. Like, what are people without context thinking? I explained it to her and said it makes me uncomfortable and if she could maybe talk to him. She claims that would be making it something it's not and make work uncomfortable. They've never chatted outside of work, have a professional relationship only, but I feel like if she won't talk to him, maybe I should.
Oh my God.
She's saying I'd be an asshole to do that and potentially hurt her career. So am I the asshole? Is this as inappropriate as I am thinking?
No.
Yeah.
I think you're the asshole. But I think just like people getting wrapped up in their emotions and like not thinking clearly big picture, like he is, if he has he ever had a reason to not trust his wife? I mean, if so, then maybe he has a case, but he didn't add that to his story. I mean, like, it's just weird. Obviously, there's an inside joke and your wife's telling the truth about it. And like, they have a professional relationship. And if you believe her and like, you trust her, then that should be a very non-issue.
Sometimes in life, people are going to enjoy things that don't involve you.
Yeah.
And it happens. And it's okay. It's normal, brother.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most insecure shit I've ever seen.
It would be like if I went to JK and like, let's say there was like some girls running, which isn't true. I'm trying to think of something that
girls
you do.
Doing what?
Like, I'm trying to think of something that you do that I don't do, like for work. And like, so JK, let's say, and I go visit the JK studios and there's a picture of you on the wall and like a girl put it up. Like, who the fuck cares?
Right.
Like,
but that's like you passing a seed and then you keep on watering it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And you keep watering it, you grow that plant.
That's more of like a thing, a you problem. You got to work that shit out in therapy or something.
Stuff.
You got some stuff to work out. Like that should be a non-issue 100%.
The biggest non-issue maybe I've ever
and
heard
about.
And
the dude has his wife on his desk.
Right.
Like,
it's just a funny office thing. It's not Pam and Jim, dude.
Yeah.
Right? But he's looking for Pam and Jim.
He is looking for Pam and Jim.
Yeah.
And that, look.
And he's the stalker guy.
Steve and I have worked together the entire time we've been together. So like, pretty much until we moved to Vegas, all of the people we knew were all mutuals.
Just like, about, yeah.
We are all mutual friends with everybody. It wasn't until like I started doing more poker stuff that I feel like, you know, I probably have some friends that like aren't mutual friends, but I've tried to introduce you to everybody.
Pretty much.
Like, so maybe I just can't relate to like, why this would be that big of a deal other than this guy thinks that the boss is perving out to his wife. Like, is that what it is?
Hey, my favorite thing is like, what do you think it looks like to other people? And it's like, what are you talking about? It's a fucking picture on the wall, dude. What does that mean? She works there.
Yeah.
It's not nuts.
No.
It's not him with his arm around her.
Yeah.
And they're like, whatever.
Or she's in lingerie, like.
Oh my God, yeah. Hello. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
It's wild.
Bizarre.
Wild thing.
Bizarre.
Also trying to step in and be like, maybe I should talk to him. I'll be a real man about it.
Yeah, that's cringe as fuck, bro.
Worst thing you could ever do, bro.
My pussy would dry up if you did that.
Yeah,
ugh.
Yeah.
It was so insecure.
Yeah. Bad news bears.
And on that note, we're going to go on a little bit of a break.
Yeah, but we'll be right back.
We'll
don't worry.
We'll be right back.
Hey, don't worry about it. We'll be back.
Well, hey, you're going to miss us.
Just don't freak out.
But don't freak out.
Don't be insecure because Nikki's pussy's going to dry up.
Well, I'm going to get some Postmates and get it going again.
What does that mean?
I mean, it's downstairs.
What the hell did you order?
Well, something real sexy.
Shit.
Oysters.
Ooh, that's an aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac.
For my Dizak.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Check us out on Patreon. We love you guys. Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And welcome back.
Welcome back. We told you we'd be back.
And we are. So you can put your trust issues aside. Am I the asshole for not supporting my girlfriend after she got fired? My girlfriend is an idealist with a clear sense of right and wrong and is a good person. That's a sweet thing to say.
Yeah.
The downside is she can't mind her own freaking business. Whenever and wherever she can see an injustice, she makes it her duty to correct the wrong.
Oh, no.
We live in a town that's large enough to get lost in the crowd, but small enough where you can regularly run into friends and coworkers. A few months ago, we ran into her boss holding hands and hugging a woman who is not his wife. This annoyed my girlfriend, so she took pics of the couple against my advice. No. She wanted to tell his wife, who worked in a different group at the same company.
No.
We had a long discussion where I told her to mind her own business, and there could be no good outcome for her if she gets involved. I told her to delete the pics and stay out of it. She didn't, and eventually told the wife.
What?
Things blew up, and her boss fired her.
Of course.
She tried going to HR, but they told her that he had the right to fire her due to their ongoing personality conflicts. Oof.
Yeah.
Against my further advice, she saw an attorney, and apparently he said they have a good case.
That's funny. So, the attorney's like, nah, not going to take this on.
Sometimes you really think that you are on the right side so hard that of course it's legal.
Yeah.
She doesn't have much savings, so wants to borrow $5,000 for me for his retainer fee and his hourly rate.
What? She still wants to go through with it?
And his hourly rate is $300. Oh, I think he's saying he has a good case. She has a good case. They have a good case.
Oh, I thought the lawyer was saying, like, you don't.
That's what I thought.
You're not. This case makes more sense. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
He says that he thinks they have a good case.
Okay. Okay. So that part was complete. Okay.
She doesn't have much savings. He wants to borrow $5,000 from me. His retainer fee, for his retainer fee and his hourly rate is $300. I've never dealt with attorneys and lawsuits. I know nothing but the process. While he said they have a good case, I disagree and think she has no case, and I don't want to waste my money on the slim chance she'll even win, an even slimmer chance of winning attorney's fees.
Yeah.
She's been trying to get me to loan her the money, and last night I gave her the hard and final no.
Good.
We got into a huge argument where she accused me of not supporting her after she got fired for standing up for a moral wrong.
This is weird.
He told you not to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Not to bleed into it. Okay. In the heat of the moment, she said, I'm as bad as her boss because I'm enabling his behavior.
What the heck?
For the record, I've never met him. No, I don't even know what he looks like.
Bro, TikTok has warped some of this generation's minds.
Had she not pointed him out, I wouldn't have known. And Disney movies. Anyways, she went home, had not returned my texts or calls today. Emma the asshole.
I don't think Disney movies are trying to tell you hey, you have rights here, this situation, blah, blah, blah. Disney, you should get involved in other people's business.
Disney bought Marvel. Marvel does superhero shit. Everyone thinks they got to be a superhero in every moment.
Mm.
Sorry to be too molecular on that.
Right.
But I wanted to catch you up.
Well, I mean, this doesn't sound like you're into your girlfriend, and I'm not into her either. So,
I'm not into this chick at all.
Yeah, like she sounds like a fucking headache, to be honest.
She's like a head case.
Yeah, head case, headache, all the head.
Yeah, all things. The head, but not the right kind of head. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't at all. Oh, what do you mean?
I'll show you after.
Okay. Do you have a diagram or something?
No, yeah, I'll show you a diagram after the pod.
All right, great. So, like, I don't know what state you guys live in, but, like, for instance, California is an at-will state, so employees can quit for whatever reasons, and bosses can fire you for whatever reasons.
Damn. Can they really?
Yeah.
What if they fire you because you're like, hey, I'm gay, and they're like, you're fired?
Well, if they state that as the reason, it's probably a discrimination case.
Damn
but
right.
If it's, I mean, I don't think they would say that.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
You made a really compelling argument.
Yeah, like if they were dumb enough to say that, then maybe, but I don't know.
Hey, you know what? You're fired for, huh, pal? Being gay.
Being gay. Yeah, I don't think they would win.
Yeah, good luck winning in court, by the way.
I think they would probably have to pay the unemployment fees like that.
Yeah.
So I mean, there is a case for like collecting unemployment. Like I've heard people collect unemployment for getting fired for less than that. But I don't know if it's worth $5,000. Depends on how much you were getting paid. Were you making like, you know, $200,000 a year?
Yeah.
Because like I don't know what's worth this.
I have to say, I thought that I had this case figured out. I was like, of course you're not the asshole. And like,
yeah,
this is ridiculous. And like, your chick's nuts, right? But like a Redditor whose name is Tarasaj, they said, if you're not the asshole, if the case was so good, the lawyer should be willing to work on a contingency basis. And like, that's exactly it.
Hmm.
Like if your case is such a dunk,
right?
Your lawyer should be like, I can't wait to collect fees from this fucking company.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, so I don't know anything about the legal
system. Like pro bono. Like that's like what people do like when they know for sure. Like it's like a bigger case, you know? But
it's like a class action kind of style.
Yeah, or something about. Like they're doing like charity work.
Right,
basically,
so that's
why
that's what I get for trusting a Redditor, you think?
I don't think that's how it works. I got sued before. I mean, and I was broke as fuck and I had a great case and I had legal insurance and they still wanted me to pay a retainer.
But your lawyer did work pro bono because
he was
he's
my uncle.
Family.
Yeah, but so. That's why I had to go to my uncle because even though I had legal insurance against getting sued, like where like in the off chance I get sued, it covered a lot of other things too. Like I was able to collect my deposit back when I moved out of a rental place. So when they were trying to screw me over and not get my deposit. So it was like this, they'll send letters and stuff. But like part of it was like, if you ever get sued, you have a certain amount of hours in court where a lawyer can represent you. But they were like, well, before we go to court, it doesn't cover those hours. And so you need a retainer. And I'm like, damn, like, I wish I knew that before I bought this
insurance
stupid
kind of a scam
legal.
A bit.
Yeah, so I canceled that insurance after.
But hey, at least you're forced to get insurance in a lot of cases. That's nice.
What?
That's helpful.
What?
Exactly.
Insurance?
No, at least in a lot of cases, you're forced to have insurance.
You're forced to have insurance?
Yeah, even though it doesn't help you that much.
You mean like auto insurance?
Yeah, like
stuff?
Auto insurance.
Health insurance?
It's great, exactly.
Right. Insurance companies are very high integrity.
They're the best.
Companies. They're great. They have your back.
They love you.
And they're not going to raise your rates and fuck you over after if they had to pay out anything.
Look it up. They've never done it.
Ever.
Go Google it.
So, yeah, I think your girlfriend's kind of an asshole personality. Like, 100%. I can't deal with people like that are just too buggy and like too.
Like, so, she's so self-righteous.
Yeah.
That you have to now right the wrong.
Yeah.
Because she was so right. It should cut through all things like a lightsaber.
If she's going to do that, she should have the backup plan of
Correct.
Having money allocated yeah. to fighting a case or whatever.
You warned her. You're the one who's going to save her a bunch of money.
It's like people just...
And her job.
You can't just act on things without understanding the consequences of your actions and Correct. Then having a plan in place if it goes south.
Correct.
And maybe this is a lesson that she's learning. But yeah, you're definitely... It's not up to you. It's not your responsibility.
Of course
your
boss is going to retaliate. What the fuck?
Yeah, what is she thinking?
What are you thinking?
Also, like, why don't be involved in people's business?
I know.
Like, it's never going to go well.
No.
It's not your business.
It's not your business, and there's no opening yet.
Yeah.
Like, wait till, like, the marriage is close to being over,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe you can give a little assurance.
Sure. I mean, I don't even think I would get involved even then. It's
I'm
boss.
Just saying to not be
it's her boss,
a hypocrite.
Not her friends. This is
true.
A boss.
True.
Like, just not even, this is not a friendship.
True. Good, well put.
No,
well said.
I would do that for my friends, of course, but that's like my business because I have their fucking back. I'm a writer.
You are a writer, I have to say.
Yeah.
She is a writer.
But this is not for like a professional relationship, a boss, like you barely even fucking know this person.
Agreed, stamped.
What if he's getting abused by his wife at home?
Agreed, stamped. Not
Thank you.
The asshole.
Yes.
Here we go.
Stamped.
Am I the asshole, though, for leaving a pregnant woman outside of her doctor's office without a ride home? So I was picking up my 2-year-old son from daycare, which is in a commercial building that also has a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
When I was strapping my son in his car seat in the parking lot, a clearly pregnant woman approached me and got quite close to where I was standing, like 2 feet from my open car door where I was bent over to buckle my son in. She asked for help with her Uber and said she doesn't speak English fluently. I spoke with the Uber driver on speaker and he was at another branch of doctor's office in another town and advised us to cancel and book another Uber. I offered to do this for her and canceled her ride and typed the correct address into her app for her, but she kept deleting the address and then handing me the phone again.
What?
I told her I was putting the address in correctly for her, but she continued to delete the address. I felt like I couldn't do much more for her at that point and said a few more times she needs to enter the correct address in the app. There's a clear language barrier. I only speak English. I'm very average at Spanish, and her phone had Farsi letters on it, which, other than recognizing that, I have no knowledge of. I started to leave, and she kept asking me to stay and help her. I told her I needed to get home. She wasn't allowing me to help her. She got very snippy towards me as I got in my car and left. I felt bad because she's pregnant and seemed distressed about getting home, but I felt like we were at a stalemate and what I could do for her and what I was also comfortable with.
Yeah.
And I was also uncomfortable with how close she approached me initially because I was with my young son, and she kept deleting the address when I typed it in. Am I the asshole?
No.
But she's pregnant, Nikki.
Oh, so? Sounds like a her problem. I don't know. He's got a young son, so he's kind of like pregnant too, analogously.
Right.
He's got a kid that he's watching over.
Right.
Like, sorry, lady. Like, I tried to help you. Also, he's generous for how much he tried to help her.
I think so too.
So, like, she clearly does. There's a misunderstanding, or she's really dumb. I don't know.
Some kind of game here.
Yeah, or there's some kind of game.
Or maybe she's wearing a fake pregnant suit.
She's getting so snippy at some stranger trying to help her.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
The thing. If you want my help, then don't get snippy.
Yeah, like I'm trying to picture myself in her shoes, right? And try to like justify if I was in a different country where I didn't speak the language very well and I'm trying to get help from the stranger and he's trying to help me. I wouldn't like undo what he's trying to do.
No.
I don't know. Like, also, Google Translate exists. If you both have phones, like just type in what you're trying to say to each other.
Exactly.
And it literally tells the person in their language like what you're saying.
So true.
Like just technology is available.
Dude, if she's speaking Spanish though and she got Farsi characters, what the fuck's going on?
I don't
on?
Know, but Google Translate's your fucking friend.
Look, I'm just saying, look, I'm a patient person. I think I'm...
You're very patient.
Way more patient than this one.
Well, you weirdly get angry at weird, like, random things.
Random things, but not,
for
like...
For the most part, you're pretty
for real, not
pretty
real deal problems. I get... Yeah, I get randomly impatient about random weird
I'm, like,
shit.
More avoidant.
Mostly
I just
involving
don't,
driving.
I'm not patient, so I just avoid situations where I could become impatient.
That's true. But, hey, credit to you. You know that. But yeah. Credit to me for always covering for you.
I'm really patient with people that I truly care about.
That's
I'm just
true.
Not patient with people I don't know. And like if they're just really slow, like I just don't have, I don't know what to say. And I don't, it's not like, it's like I'm not bonded to you. So it's like not my problem.
Just say it's not my problem.
It's not my problem.
Hey, how do I say it's not my problem in your language?
You're wrapping it me into your problem and it's not my problem.
Right.
So like, well, I will try to help, but like up to that point, and I wouldn't go home thinking I should write on Reddit asking if I'm the asshole. I would drive home being like, I tried to help.
I agree with that. You know? That's why I think he's not the asshole.
Yeah. Like the fact that it's plaguing him this much, I'm like, damn,
he's a good person.
You really care.
True. I agree with that. I like that. Check this out. Am I the asshole for saying my friend named her baby after me? I had a friend in my early 20s named Melinda. She was always a little bit odd, but we remained friends for a while. We're bridesmaids in each other's weddings. We grew apart over the next decades as our lives took different turns. We did stay in contact via the odd text and Facebook post. She attended my virtual baby shower back in 2021. Recently, Melinda had a baby girl, announcing her name was Amelia, but they refer to her as Mia. I found this odd as my name is Mia. I felt as though she was naming her child after me, and we didn't feel close enough for that. Plus, she didn't even ask. I said something to a mutual friend of ours who told me they also found it odd. I didn't say anything at first. Then I saw Melinda with her husband and the baby at another friend's party. She was showing me the baby, and I half-joked, yeah, my namesake. She gave me an odd look, and I said, her name is Mia. I'm Mia. Melinda said her name was Amalia, and Mia was a nickname. While my full name is just Mia.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I understand, but she still had to have named it after me, saying it was odd but cute. Melinda got a weird look on her face.
That's really weird.
And said, no, we named her after her husband's mother. I nodded, and she was clearly annoyed. She asked why I assumed I named the baby after her. I said it was just a weird coincidence and seemed like something she would do. Melinda said, you're not important enough for me to name a baby after.
Whoa. It's escalated quickly.
This one's good. I told her that was rude, and she said, so it's trying to imply she's odd because her baby and I have the same name. Our mutual friends feel like I shouldn't have brought it up at all. Duh.
Yeah.
Some feel in spite of that, she took it too far by saying I'm not important enough.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole? Yes, you are the asshole.
Yes.
First of all, it should have been as a joke and not this serious thing, like, obviously.
Yeah. Honestly, like, that's weird of you to assume.
It's so but weird
it's so
of you.
Weird. Like,
that's really weird.
There's a, I don't even know how to even explain why that's weird. Like, that should be.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Mia's my sister's dog's name. I'm not going to go like, hey.
Yeah, like, I have a cat named Joe, and I know so many people named Joe. If they were like, you named your cat Joe after me, I'd be like, you're fucking weird.
Right. Like, also, I didn't even know who the fuck you were when I named my cat Joe. What do you
think
of that?
Yeah, exactly. And even if I did know a Joe before I named my cat Joe, he went through several iterations of names. His actual name's Joey, by the way, because it's a baby kangaroo.
Because
he has huge feet.
Huge feet, yeah.
Yeah, and like, we call him Joe because it was just easier, and he just like has a dumb face like a Joe.
He looks dumb.
Yeah,
but now
like,
we call him P-Boy because he pees on
everything. Yeah, he pees on everything.
Everything.
It's P-Boy, but like if your name's P-Boy, like he wasn't named after you.
No, deal with it.
Yeah. Look. But I always, but yeah, it's really weird, and also, like, I know that parents go out of their way sometimes to, like, oh, no, if we name our kid this, like, so-and-so is going to think it's after them. So sometimes they'll, like, choose a different name just because of that. Like, for example, my middle name is Alexandra.
Yes.
It was my mom's first choice for my first name.
Yeah.
But there was a family member that was estranged from the family, rightly so, and she was worried that this family member would think that I was named after him.
Pretty funny.
His name was Alexander.
Right.
And she was just like, on the off chance that we run into him again, she doesn't want him to know that her baby is named Alexandra, because it would be, she just, and so like, I feel like parents like,
fair.
Like go through that. And so it's really weird when, if someone was to just assume out of fucking nowhere that their baby or like child is named after them.
It's odd.
Very odd to assume that.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, you're odd. I mean, I think the mutual friends you were talking to were just trying to be nice. Like, oh yeah, that is weird that she has the same name. Who cares? It's like a brush off statement.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not taking it seriously. They're just trying to like be like, yeah, it's weird.
It sounds like they're half listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not that big of a deal.
It's not a big deal, yeah.
And you're taking it like, yeah, I knew it. I knew it. This
you
was
named
weird.
It after me. But we're not that good friends.
Yeah.
So that's weird. If you're really good friends with somebody and they name it after you, then yeah, you could ask.
It sounds mean that your friend was like, you're not important enough for us to name your baby after you, but it sounds like you were also pressing her and not believing
her. She had to retaliate to make you back off.
Yeah, because you weren't believing her.
She's like, you're not important enough. Why the fuck would I do that?
Yeah. I think like it was a little bit of an escalation, like it was kind of extreme of a response, but I feel like it escalated because you're like,
you're an asshole.
Being an asshole, yeah. And it's a sensitive topic.
Yeah.
It's like, especially if they really did pick, they picked their baby's name to be after a husband, her husband's relative. Like, it was in that person's honor. Just take it as face value. Don't like shrug and go, okay.
Totally
yeah,
possible.
Right.
Amelia is one of the worst names I've ever heard about.
Whoa. That's our niece's name.
And I stand by it.
What about Amelia Earhart? I actually really like the name Amelia.
I like it too. Cause it actually sounds like classic, like classy.
Yeah, Amelia.
Yeah, that's why I said that, folks. Chill.
I've got to defend the Amelias out
there. Yeah, I know. Hey, good for you.
So,
yeah.
Talking, put some respect on that name.
I just did.
Also, if your name's Mia, they named their kid Amelia. What in the world?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What in the actual fuck?
No, they call her Mia for short. So
I can see why you guys have gotten distanced over the past years.
So true.
If I had a bridesmaid that was like just wackadoo like that, I definitely would distance myself.
A lot of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, that's all the time we got for today, folks.
Okay.
So
thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys so much. You guys are seriously the best.
And if you'd like, if you like the show, share it with your friends. That really helps us out.
Helps so much.
Also, you can join our Patreon. It's really cheap. It's like $1.25 a week. It's like half a quarter a day or something. Something stupid like that. And we have a lot of fun over there. There's huge Discord community, very fun people, really the best and brightest in the world, and we do fun stuff every month, and you get the videos early, but mostly it just supports the show and it helps us keep Mark is
who likes to demand
doing something back there.
Money
he demands a lot from us, so
we're like, okay, fine, Mark.
Okay, well, just
the funds are coming, Mark. That's what
we
like
we'll
to say.
Wire it to you.
Yeah, jeez, like, we swear they're coming. Back.
Anyway, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.